grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What might you think love looks like? I kind of had to figure this out. So to figure it out, what else? We go to the internet. It's a great place to look things up. And I found some really interesting examples of what folks think that love looks like. One said, throughout our lives, we compile a picture of what we think real love should look like. Often this process begins early. As little girls listening to fairy tales at bedtime, they'll envision their very own knight in shining armor. As we grow older, we often imagine finding a soulmate, that perfect person who we were destined to spend our lives with. To borrow a phrase from Shel Silverstein, we set out looking for our missing piece. And then I read from, get this, I looked at Cosmopolitan. Because all I did was I Googled, what does love look like? Question. It gives you, you know, a bunch of choices. One of them was from Cosmopolitan magazine online. And they had this young millennial woman describe love as, and I quote, being in love feels like babysitting a baby kitten. It's so adorable and fun and exciting, and you want to love it and squeeze it every second of every minute of every day. It's mysterious and mischievous, and you wonder what it's going to do next. I just felt wonderful after I read that. Don't you? Isn't that warm and pleasant? Well, these are okay, sort of, okay? But what about love that really matters? What about the true love of God? That love that God gives to us? I mean, what believer has not been touched by the beautiful love chapter of 1 Corinthians, chapters 12 and 13. These words from Corinthians are used over and over again in weddings. They're used in greeting cards for Valentine's Day and wedding anniversaries. But these words of the Corinthians are almost poetic in nature. I love them as they were part of our wedding. But they're so authentic that they touch your soul. In these words that we hear tonight in our epistle, God gives us a beautiful description of what love should look like. Listen to it one more time. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. So now faith, hope, hope and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Just had to repeat reading it. It's such a perfect part of Scripture, isn't it? In these words, God tells us that love looks like something. Love is not just a feeling or a romantic notion of some sort. It looks like something. Each of us is here tonight because we believe in the biblical message of Christ's cross and his resurrection, right? We believe and accept the truths of Holy Scripture as uncompromisingly accurate, right? And we believe that the promises of faith and forgiveness, as well as the judgments of the Bible, they contain what they contain, are without any doubt, they're real. Right? Well, I had to ask these questions because sometimes we say that we believe, and how we apply it to our lives would leave an observer a little bit confused. Love looks like something. And I'd like for us to think of how the love of God has given to us needs to look like in order for others to also believe. This is like living a life of faith. A Christian, living in Christian love. Just like that old song from 19, saying, they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love. But saying what we believe in something, and actually living like we believe it, that's two different things. Love lived looks different than simply clinging to a theoretical notion of a love feeling. It's different. Now, each and every one of you sitting here tonight knows the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You've read them many a time. You've heard them read. And we hear about our Lord Jesus Christ. We find Jesus living his life here on earth in the way he believes. He lives like he believes. It made things very uncomfortable for him, though, by doing that. The Gospels tell us that people were upset when they heard Jesus, some of the things that he said, that made them mad. I mean, they were really fired up. They were upset. So much so that they forced him once to the edge of a cliff with the full intention of throwing him over a cliff. So, you suppose Jesus knew that that was going to happen? Being the God-man himself, and I'm sure he did. He knew what was going to take place. In fact, lessons tell us that Jesus told the people that a prophet is never accepted in his hometown. And in spite of that fact, even though Jesus knew that they would become angry and would try to hurt him, Jesus still took the risk to tell them about the salvation God had provided them. He told them that God's Messiah was standing right in front of them. That he, Jesus the Christ, was the Savior of the world. That he was the God-man himself. And they hated that. Why did he take that risk? Why did he tell them, even though he knew that they would be angered? He told them, because that's what love looks like. neighbors, our families, our co-workers, they'd all perish. And so, because he loved, Jesus took the risk of speaking the truth of God. Because love looks like something. Real love. Jesus came and he revealed himself as our Messiah. Love in action sacrifices self for others. Give you a good example. In your mind's eye, with you wide awake looking at the cross, can you see Jesus hanging on that cross, nailed to it, bleeding in misery? Because love looks like something. Love forgives and it doesn't hold any grudges. With this image of Christ upon the cross, can you imagine Christ bellowing out in his agony as he's dying? He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then we can see how love endures and suffers all things as the Father turns away. And he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yes, love looks like something. See love sacrifice all for the beloved. You see him die. He dies for you. He dies for me. Because love looks like something. Oh, and look at the empty grave. Can you see that also? Can you see the empty grave? Because he's risen. Death couldn't hold him. Because the power of love looks like something. By simply believing in what Jesus did for us on the cross and in his resurrection, God forgives us and makes us his dear children. Because if it is, then what does the love that God has put into your heart look like then? Would you risk all as a result of what God has done for you? Would you risk sharing the good news of Christ's forgiveness with all of your family, with all of your friends, your co-workers, your neighbors? For by doing so, the Lord here tonight, he warns us that we risk being rejected, but not for who we are, but because of who Christ is and who Christ is in us. We have Christ within us. So when that pendulum starts its backswing in our direction, will you still allow love to look like something? Past president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Dr. Preuss, wrote, one way of speaking about what it means to be a Christian is to think of the Christian life as a calling. We are called by the gospel to faith in Christ, and through and from that gospel, we are called to a life of love and service. Now, to think of our lives in Christ in terms of a holy calling means that we should think of our lives as having, you might say, a certain directionality or a movement. The Christian life is never static. It is never going nowhere. Christian love, it's always doing something. It's always moving. It's always being productive. And it's by the Holy Spirit that we have the calling to do that. The scripture says, say that the love with which God fills us compels us to go and make disciples of all nations. Through angels, God told the first followers to tell others of Jesus' saving love. For love looks like something. Love looks like Jesus. And as the Lord works through his people, well, then love looks like them. Love looks like each of you. So what does love look like, my friends? Love looks like you telling other people about Jesus Christ, whose name we pray. Amen. Now, may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in